This is an executive summary of the CPA's 2026 Guide to Delaware Statutory Trusts, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. DSTs increasingly land on a CPA's desk as the answer to a client who wants to complete a 1031 exchange without becoming a landlord again. They're elegant, but they carry specific tax characterization, reporting, and suitability considerations you'll want to understand before signing off. This guide covers the federal tax treatment, how DST income and basis flow onto the return, the structural rules that keep the vehicle 1031 eligible, and a checklist for advising clients. It complements our client-facing DST guide. A Delaware statutory trust holds one or more income properties and sells fractional beneficial interests to investors. A sponsor acquires and finances the assets and manages them through the trust's life. For a client, exchanging into a DST is mechanically a subscription. The qualified intermediary directs the client's proceeds into the DST within the 45-180 windows, and the client receives a beneficial interest. Because the property is pre-acquired, closings are fast, useful against a deadline. Your analysis centers on whether the interest qualifies for 1031 treatment and how it reports. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.